Many of us grew up watching soap operas on television. Perhaps it was As the World Turns during the day or Dallas at night. Even though the unlikely plot twists and deadly secrets that drive the genre are falling out of favor on TV, many of the shows are moving to the Internet. One web-based soap is set in Washington, D.C., in a neighborhood once written off by some people because of its reputation for poverty and crime. NPR's Allison Keyes visits the set of Anacostia, the web series.
There's the villainous madam whose daughter is kidnapped.
Don't you dare hurt my child. If you do, I swear to God, I will hunt you down. I'm gonna hunt you. Oh, my God! Kill him!
There's the model with a drug problem.
Why don't you go run and tell the others how you just caught me in the church doing coke?
And then there's the battered wife.
Do you know, sometimes I hate you.
What, just sometimes? I guess I'm not trying hard enough.
Gotta love a soap opera. The show's creator, lead actor, and writer, Anthony Anderson, is a longtime fan of scripted, serialized drama.
I just found the stories to be so intriguing and so captivating that I just wanted to do something of my own with African Americans.
Not only did Anderson choose an ethnicity that rarely gets lead storylines in a soap, he also chose Anacostia as its setting. The predominantly black neighborhood is viewed with trepidation by much of white Washington, who think of it as that scary place across the river that's a hotbed of crime and poverty. But Anderson says the rapidly gentrifying area has all the elements of a soap.
It has its drama, it has its mystery, it has its upstanding citizens, and it has its not-so-upstanding citizens.
The characters are real, you know. They're your mom, they're your sister, they're your neighbors.
Tamika Chavis plays Mia Stevenson, who happens to be a battered woman, among many other things. She thinks the show has done a great job of highlighting Anacostia's rich culture and shows off its burgeoning upscale hangouts. Chavis says the characters connect with the people that live here.
They're not strangers, and I really like that that sense. I don't know, this area has grown so much, blossomed so much. It's a great thing.
Camera up, sound, take one, and action.
Anthony Anderson was shooting a scene about a character's pregnancy test on a D.C. Department of Health mobile van. Karen Watts, the D.C.'s DOH, says the partnership with the web series is a first for the city. It's an attempt at engaging the public in a new way and trying to lessen the chance of unhealthy babies being born in communities at risk.
What we're hoping is that individuals are like, oh, yeah, I remember that. You know, I know a friend who needs to go in and get checked.
Of course, this is a soap opera, so you know that pregnancy test was one of the salacious storylines that make this genre appealing.
Julian, I don't understand. Where were you?
Sorry, look, I promise it's a long story, and I'll explain all that.
Anderson's character's lover vanished, then returned.
He was thought to be dead, but he was actually pretending to be dead to protect his lover from the people that tried to kill him.
And now both may be dead after a church is blown up by a man who's against same-sex marriage. In all seriousness, though, both Anderson and Tamika Chavis say the audience is captivated by the real-life issues fans of the series end up considering. Take Tamika's battered wife character, Mia. Chavis says people came up to her on the street and said they appreciated the storyline.
Seeing that they're not by themselves, that it is an issue that other women go through, even other men get battered too.
Cut! That looked like money on my end.
In addition to getting love from the city, the show is getting kudos in the industry as well. In 2010, Anacostia, the web series, won for Best Ensemble in the first annual Indie Soap Awards. Last year, Anthony Anderson won for Best Writer, Drama. The web series genre is gaining mainstream popularity. The Netflix series House of Cards, which streams online, just picked up 9 Emmy nominations.
Little by little, people are recognizing the web as a formidable place to get your entertainment.
Anderson says shows like Anacostia led that charge, and now it's attracting mainstream soap stars like Martha Byrne, formerly of As the World Turns. Anderson says he's looking forward to taking on more issues he thinks African Americans should be discussing in their communities. Season 4 begins airing this fall. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.